Farm Network.
Well, a Helena Agri Enterprises report states that corn and soybeans across the country have shown greater deficiencies in potassium than other nutrients. Helena National Agronomist Derek Emmerine says their data suggests nitrogen and phosphorus might not be the most important focus.
Generally, you know, everybody knows that nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are the big three macronutrients. And we normally talk about them in that order of importance. And what we found, you know, when we look at our big three or four crops, is that potassium typically is the most efficient nutrient when you look at it compared to nitrogen and phosphorus. That's something that's a little bit different. You hear some of the talk about potassium from universities and other parts of the industry, and the data that we're collecting seems to back that up, that we may need to put a little bit more focus on potassium than we have in the past.
And wheat also showed surprising deficiency. Emmerine says Helena suggests taking tissue samples to find what could help your crops.
In the wheat market, something that was a little bit surprising is the number one deficiency showing up was actually boron. So it's a micronutrient. It's needed in very small quantities, but it's probably something to be aware of. Contact your local Helena representative. They're going to be aware of our extractor program and can go out and get someone to go out to your specific farm or fields and pull some extractor plant tissue samples. Usually within 24 to 48 hours, we have results back that we can give to our customers as a report, and they can get an idea of what's going on in their field.
USDA is up.